Newsflash. We interrupt your regularly scheduled technology for an important announcement. The Tech Docs Clinic is open for a very special show. And tonight, the docs are putting metaglasses under the microscope. What can a pair of smart glasses actually do for someone who is blind or vision impaired? Quite a lot, as it turns out. They can describe what's around you, read signs and printed information, help identify objects and products, make calls and send messages hands-free, and they can work with a growing range of visual assistance apps and services, opening up even more ways for blind and vision-impaired people to access the world around them. But this special isn't about specifications, advertising, or shiny new gadgets. It's about independence, it's about accessibility, and it's about exploring what this technology can really offer blind and vision-impaired people. So stand by. The docs are assembled, the glasses are charged, and somebody has hopefully remembered to say, "Hey Meta, this is a Tech Doc special, Meta Glasses. The benefits, the accessibility, and what they can really mean for blind and vision impaired people. The Tech Docs Clinic is officially open."
Hi everyone, and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Tech Docs. We're here this evening to discuss some negativity around the Meta Glasses, the use of the Meta Glasses. I'm joined by Pat, Stuart, Jackie and Jade, our usual Tech Docs. And as I said, we're here to discuss the negativity of the Meta Glasses in some media. So I'm going to hand you over now to Jackie, and she's going to talk a little bit about her experience.
Thank you very much, Cian. I recently read comments. Now, I know kind of the comments and kind of different news apps can be very negative, but one of them really stood out and was, if you see somebody with a pair of Meta glasses, punch them in the nose. And it really did freak me out. If that's the kind of the negativity that's out there about these glasses and the fact of that they can do so much. Okay, there is people that are doing stuff that's not good, but what they do for us and the kind of places banning them and places, are we going to now have to justify that we're blind? Another thing we have to justify why we need to use something. So I just felt it important to highlight the issue and to educate the public on what the Meta glasses mean to people like us. And you know, for me, I can read stuff on shelves, I can go into a shop and say, "Hey Meta, what am I looking at?" and can read, go into my freezer hands-free. It's the hands-free option for me that really works. I can do IRA, I can do Be My Eyes, I can do WhatsApp calls. You know, it's just everything's hands-free. And it means in public, you're not taking a phone out of your pocket, having it unlocked and having it pointed in front of you to get things read.
So, and I suppose, Jackie, for some people that don't know about the apps you mentioned, like IRA and Be My Eyes, how do they assist you in your daily life?
With IRA, I get navigation from IRA. Like, I used them when I was looking for the entrance to the hospital. So, like, I contacted them. They came through the glasses, so they were able to see what was in front of me. I wasn't walking with the phone held out in front of me. That could be easily swiped.
Exactly. And plus, it's not getting wet, I suppose, as well.
Yes, exactly. But now you're kind of paranoid going into shops or going on somewhere because you're waiting to get attacked for it, I think, or challenged about it, and then having to say, "Well, I'm blind, I use it because of." So yeah, that would be my thing on it. So I'll open it up to other people. What do you
I suppose, Pat, you were going to come in there, Pat, were you?
Yeah, just ask a question from, just take it from my point of view. I know nothing at all, we'll say, about these glasses. What's on them that people find maybe offensive for, or like what to do and what's on them? If you describe even the glasses for someone who's never had a pair or even knows what they are, are the glasses, what they consist of?
The Meta glasses aren't an accessibility tool. They were kind of more or less developed for influencers and things to do videos. So the problem that people are having with it in the public is that somebody could be videoing you with a pair of Meta glasses without your consent.
And Jackie, I know from, like, I'm like Pat, I know absolutely nothing about the Meta glasses, only for what I hear. I don't own a pair yet, but like there's different bloggers, I suppose, or influencers, you say, like they go into shops and they actually antagonize people behind the counter to get a reaction, and then they put them out in social media. Like Jade or Stuart, do you have any experience with that, or have you heard any stories like that?
So
I've heard.
yes,
Oh, go on. You go on.
you go ahead, Stuart. Go on.
I was going to actually mention I've heard of certain university students from certain counties have been very naughty using the Meta glasses and very, I'm not naming a county or a
Yeah.
university or anything like that, and being very
Yeah.
careful. So, yeah, no, I have heard stories, and it really has poisoned the well for the Meta glasses, their reputation. So yeah, no, it is unfortunate, and it is a fantastic that I'm going to have to say the word, Jackie, Vision Ireland are giving out 15,000 pairs of Meta glasses. But I do think it is important that the benefits of them are highlighted before 15,000 new Meta glasses are thrown out there into the public.
Totally agree,
Before
Stuart.
something happens, like you could say, they're not all blind and visually impaired people are obvious. They don't use canes. Some people, they just might use their prescription in the Meta glasses, and that's all they need. And they could be unintentionally attacked by a member of the public, like either verbally or in a absolutely horrific situation, like physically, which we do not want. So I think it is important that this podcast gets a wider reach as possible.
And I suppose, Stuart, I do agree with you in that point, because before I got my guide dog, like, you wouldn't have known I was vision impaired. People in my locality would have been, some people, but if I went into Cork City or somewhere, they wouldn't be aware. So, I can kind of understand what you're saying.
I've had experience using what I do with my phone. Sometimes if I go into a fast food place, I'll use either the magnifier or take a picture of the menu up behind the counter. And sometimes people have asked me, what am I doing? Why am I taking photographs of staff? And I'm not. I'm taking photographs of the menu. But is there anything on these glasses to indicate that the camera is
Yes.
in use? Is there,
Yes.
okay.
So when the camera is recording, there'll be a light on the side that will indicate to you that the person is recording. It's quite small, so if you're not watching properly, you may well miss it, but it is there. It legally must be there. Like, you can't just record someone without some sort of indication.
Yeah, and
Okay.
one of the huge controversies that I've seen is that it's quite easy to actually disable that light, or I don't know how true that actually is, because I have seen that Meta did try to put some things in, like if you disable the light, you can't actually take pictures. But that thing has kind of gotten into the public discourse on the topic. Oh, you can just disable the light. So it's
Yeah.
kind
Well,
of, yeah.
funny, like, for me, I mean, I use my glasses, probably not as much as I could, because they really are very beneficial. And I found, like, as you said, Pat, being able to say to it, like, "Hey, Meta, what do you see?" And it being able to say it sees a menu, it's incredible. Like, being able to just order something independently without having to wait for someone to read it for you, and without taking your phone out of your pocket.
It's a safety
Yeah.
aspect as well of it,
But
I've had enough. Yeah.
also, I'm very conscious, and I suppose I do want to reiterate this, that while I am saying they're a fantastic tool for us, I am also on the other end, where I am a mom. And for me, if I knew somebody was recording around my child with a pair of Meta glasses, I'd be running for the hills, So, like, I can see it from both sides of the coin, but I equally would. I would have no problem saying, like, I have sent an email to my daughter's school to say I do have a pair, and if I forget to take them off, please do say it to me. But I
And
will
how?
never record, that kind of way. Like,
Yeah.
I don't record videos because I don't have a need to.
And how do you feel, like, guys, if you are in a restaurant or a bar or anyone, and they actually said to you, you're not allowed to use your Meta glasses, like, what would your response to that be? How would you deal with that situation?
That would be a tricky one. I would say, okay, could I take out my phone and use it? Like, because it is a very similar situation,
It
because
is, it is, yep.
you could record discreetly with your phone, and your phone does not have a light to
It
say that you
doesn't.
are recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You see,
Yeah.
that's what my concern That's like, you're going to a shop now, you're going to be refused because you're wearing metal glasses or because you have a gag dog.
And do you think, guys, from Vision Ireland, now that, as you said, they're giving out all these glasses, and it's fantastic, as you say. Like, I suppose that's why we're doing this podcast, to take away some of the negativity for those people that are have applied for the glasses. I think it's just making sure that people are aware that just because you're wearing Meta glasses, you're not always necessarily going to be recording.
No.
Think of the bigger picture, that somebody might be blind or vision impaired. Somebody might genuinely need it. Like, I actually find them great for the glare. You know, if it's a day like today where it was slightly sunny, but it wasn't, and it just made getting around that little bit easier.
And what are the different types of glasses then that are out there? I know there's the first and second generation, but what have you guys got? Like,
So you have just normal standard clear lenses.
hmm.
Then you have the polarized lens, and then you have the transitional lens, which is the one that I favor. And they come in different colors and stuff as well. But I went for the blue,
Okay.
purely just because orange and that kind of, color would have an impact on how I see.
The same here, yellows or
Yeah.
kind of
So I
greens
went
or
for the
yeah.
blue because I thought it was the less likely to affect how I see things, and I was right. But I would definitely say, like, if you can get a pair of Meta glasses, go for it because you won't look back.
I've actually applied for a pair myself, so I'm looking forward to actually getting
Yeah,
one and testing
you
them out
won't
and
look
stuff.
back.
Yeah. Patrick? I think sometimes as well that people, when something like this comes up, it draws people's attention to something and it creates that fear and everything else. But
Yeah.
why I'm saying this, I remember with my mother, I got a security thing into her house as she was aging. We needed to be able to keep an eye on her. And there was a camera in this thing which could be used in an emergency. And I remember one of the family members got very kind of skeptical about the idea of the camera and the invasion of privacy and all that, which was a valid point. But what they didn't realize was the security system in the house had been there for 10 years, which had cameras built in to be used in the case of an emergency. They just weren't aware of them, so they didn't think about it. But when you go out in public into shops and stuff like that, there are a lot of cameras that people just aren't aware of. They're kind of discreet. And nobody talks about them. So I think maybe if people understand that, the fact that you're wearing these things on your face, they're very obvious. So they're less of a threat, maybe, than cameras that we're not aware of.
Like Jackie, I'm sure you probably have stories similar to this, but it really stood out for me when I was walking on a road recently and my dog just stopped and there was traffic on the other side, so I couldn't go anywhere. And I thought, I know what I'll do. So I rang Ira and, like you said, had them look for me. And the girl was able to say to me, oh, there's roadworks and they have no accessible path for you to walk. You have to walk out on the road with the cars. So I just said to her, can you see a work, like somebody in a high-vis jacket? Can you see a worker for me? So she was able to guide me to a worker. And I was able to say, excuse me, like I need to cross here. I need to pass here. And you're blocking, like you have no safe path put for me to walk. So it was just great to be able to kind of not have to go, I need to fumble in my bag now for my phone. I need to try and ring somebody. I just had that instant call Ira.
Yeah, and like, and I and like, I've say been at the same where Sasha stopped, and I'm like, okay, why? And it's like, hey, Meta, what's in front of me? There's a car. And it's like, okay, and then you could say, is there enough room to get by? No or yes, and it's the little things, but it's the people out there that are saying, oh, they're good for the blind and vision impaired, but yet they don't know why they're good for the blind and vision impaired.
Like even something as simple, Jackie, as reading a document, like reading a letter that you might not necessarily want to take a picture of and have it in the ether.
And are they very
No.
accurate in Jade, like compared to the other apps that you
Well,
mentioned
so
earlier?
like that, Ken, I would ring my mom or my sisters and just like say, for example, like Saib would get a birthday invitation and I'd ring my mom or my sisters through the glasses and be like, can you just read this?
You could even ring Be My Eyes and get a volunteer to look at it for you if you know that the people are not available to do that.
Exactly.
That's a good point, Stuart. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just very lucky in that I've got plenty of family that I could easily ring if I'm stuck. But yes, you can of course ring Be My Eyes.
Because I'm
And
the
for me
same,
as
like,
well, it's
go on,
security.
Jackie.
Like I have issues with a certain neighbor will say. And it's for me, it's protection as well. If I feel threatened or feel, I have an opportunity to take a video, because again, you go, if something happens to you, you've got no, you can't identify somebody. But if you have them on the glasses, and I know kind of that's probably the unethical way, but I literally stop it as soon as I pass the house,
Yes.
because it's the way just for me to protect myself and protect my dog.
Yeah. It's
And
security for you as well.
it and you know, but like, and as Pat said, like there's cameras everywhere. Like I have Ring doorbells,
Yeah, and the
like the.
fear of that is if the negativity of these goes to an extreme level, he might be emboldened to come and say, like, could you stop recording me or even take them off you in a, like an extreme situation? And you don't want it
And
like that, you don't want it to go to that level.
no. No.
No, exactly. Like, but it's I just don't like the way the way it's going. And there's very little positivity out there. There's very little of our lived experience out there to say why we use them. I actually emailed the Sligo Chamber of Commerce to say, can you give this to send this out? But like, they're not going to pay any heed to me, a solo
No.
little blindie in Sligo. They're not going to do that. But I want businesses to know the genuine use of these glasses. Absolutely.
I wonder in general, like I know there's been reports, and I wonder just in general how much people are aware of this at all. Is it just there's a few people making a bit of noise about it at the minute, and I just wonder how wide scale that is, that how many people are going to really pass much remarks on what glasses people are wearing or not wearing.
Well, they
I
have
wonder, is
banned
it?
it in Cork
They
Library,
have. You have to
and
ask permission in several libraries around the country. I think you have to ask.
okay.
But I think as well, and I think if for any of our listeners who have listened to our previous episodes, Pat, I think you mentioned it before about, those mirrored glasses, about people not, not being able to see with them or whatever. And it's just, it's not a trend. Like these glasses are genuinely life-changing for people like us. It's not just a phase that we're going to go through. It's not just a trend. It's the fact that they're ordinary technology that we can use. We do not have to go to specialized companies to buy these. We can just buy them off the shelf.
Because I know, like, before we even knew that that they were accessible for us, as you said earlier, all these influencers, like, they were big then, and like I suppose I was always wondering about them, but now listening to you guys, they're definitely so much of a benefit, and you all would be last without them, to be honest.
Is there
And you can get
any
it,
like
and you can get
so
Judi Dench to speak to you.
well
Like
that
she's my
but
voice, actually.
And on that
That's
question,
good.
actually, Jackie, I'll come to you in a short. And on
That's
that
okay.
query, actually, like, say if I'm walking down the road now and someone has their Meta glasses in the on, and they're listening to voiceover coming through from their phone, could I hear their voiceover coming through their glasses or
No,
anything,
not
or
really.
they can
No.
only hear them?
No, you
Okay.
can't. If it's up loud enough and you're standing close enough to them, you probably could hear a little bit, but you wouldn't hear fully what it's saying.
Or you
Yeah.
wouldn't hear what Meta's saying either.
Okay.
As headphones go, they are actually very, very good. The audio is very good in it. Yeah, extremely good, yeah.
And it doesn't, I guess, just health and safety. Just when you're listening to that, can you hear everything else that's going on around you? Okay.
You can, yeah. They do not
And
block
this is
any
going for somebody
ears.
wearing hearing aids. I can hear
And they're
everything, yeah.
compatible with hearing aids as well, you said,
There,
Jackie.
yeah.
Yeah.
I know of some people that the hearing aids, they're not working, but like my hearing is only kind of moderate.
Okay.
They're supposed to connect with the hearing aids.
Yeah.
That's the
Stuart, you wanted to come in there, I think, while ago, didn't you?
No, I was just going to ask, did you have any minor silly little questions about the Meta glasses that you wanted to ask about? Like not silly, but kind of
I know
like
what you
what
mean. So,
those kind of ones.
do they help you about steps? If you were like, if you wanted to find steps, would it count how many steps are there?
Unfortunately not. I don't
No,
it'll give
no.
it might give you an estimate, but
I
I
you
don't
were
even
looking for a
trust a
silly.
sighted person with
I
that.
know I'm the same.
You were looking for a silly question. That's a silly question.
No, yeah, no,
Actually,
fair point, fair
Stuart,
point.
now that you kind of mention about, questions, relating to the glasses, if I might be so bold as to say, and we'll put this in the show notes, but we did a webinar last year on the Meta glasses and kind of how they work.
Yes,
Yes.
yeah.
Which was probably one of our best webinars.
It really
But
was.
we will link it here in the show notes for people to look back on, because I suppose anything you need to know about how they work is all in that webinar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a good refresher for anyone who's going to get them new as well.
And I suppose for another question is like, if I'm walking down the road and I know there's a particular area with dog poo, like, does the Meta glasses, will it pick up dog poo?
I believe it
Now,
does,
Ken, it
Jackie,
wouldn't
doesn't
actually physically pick it up
No,
for
but
you.
I don't mean that way, but say it's in range, like.
You call it dog mess.
Okay, dog mess. Okay, so if I'm walking down the road and I say, "Hey, Meta, is there any dog mess?" It should tell me there is, in theory.
In theory.
In theory. But I'd highly recommend you use your nose as well.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Pat, do you have anything, any question or anything there you want to refer to the guys?
No, I'm trying to think as we're talking. The dog mess is an interesting one, I guess. Yeah. But no, I'm pretty much up to speed, I think, but what to do and what to don't do. And I think that question about having a light on them, I think, people aren't trying to pull a fast one or anything else. Like, if you're wearing something that has an indication that you're using a camera, if anyone who's listening to this, has any concerns, like, maybe just have a conversation with the person that's wearing them, why they're wearing them, why they're using the camera, and maybe rather than just assuming it's somebody, even this idea of what exactly is it that we're trying to record that people are finding. So, you're not secretively getting in, hiding in rooms or anything. You're in a public place, where people are generally behaving in a manner that's acceptable. So if even you're being recorded, is it necessarily such a horrible thing?
Just
Like,
ask the
just you
person,
were.
I suppose. Ask the person, like, do you know why, what are you recording, what are you using those for? And rather than just going
Yeah.
up and eating the head off someone, I suppose.
Like, I genuinely feel like the majority of people who are blind or vision impaired who are going to use these glasses will 99% of the time not record with them. It will be used for like making calls to see what's in front of you. It will be asked like what's on the menus, what am I holding, things like that. Like most people who are blind and vision impaired would not have any reason to record a video unless they actually wanted to. Like, for example, if you're like I did when I was on holidays, I wanted to take a video of the sea because it was just gorgeous. And I mean, how else was I supposed to do that? If I took out my phone, I mightn't necessarily be pointing exactly where I wanted it to go.
And if I'm
And
standing,
plus, you
go
could
on,
miss
Jackie.
the actual point you want to. So,
Mm.
like, I can snap a photograph of Sasha doing something very quickly and just go, hey, Meta, take a photograph and send it to, and like it'll take the photograph and send it, say, to my sisters or whatever, like, and then they can see what's in it.
Yes, sir.
I think that's an important. I think that's an important point that maybe people need to understand as well. That the maybe using the camera as if you want to see what's on the menu or have something read to you or whatever, the camera's been used, but there's no recording taking place. It's only when you specifically want to record or take a picture. And I think it's important that people understand that it's just because you're talking to it and it's talking to you doesn't mean there's anything actually being recorded. And I think that's maybe
Nothing
something
sinister
that's
happening. And
yeah.
I also think as well, Pat, touching on your point, don't be afraid to come and talk to us. Like
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
most blind people would more than happily answer questions, and we would rather educate instead of have us being berated for using something that's actually helping us.
Yeah.
And
And
it's the
don't.
same with the dogs. You know, people aren't afraid to come up and say, oh, your dog is lovely. So don't be afraid to say, oh, look, you're wearing glasses. I'm just wondering, are they the Meta glasses and are they helpful?
You
Because they
don't.
may not be your Meta glasses. You might just be wearing ordinary glasses. But I mean, ask anyway if you're not sure.
We don't bite.
Exactly.
Well,
Well, we'll
99.9% of us don't, anyway.
not speak. We'll not speak for Jackie, basically.
Leave our power hungry dog alone.
And standing at a bus stop now, if I'm at a bus stop and I'm wondering when the 226 or 228 is coming, and like rather than trying to pull up my phone and scan the boards, like, will the Meta glasses help with that?
You probably could get them to look up online and do that, I'd say,
Well,
couldn't you?
can I?
They also read, because a guy got it to like an Me and Stuart and Stag, we only have the S1, the S2, and the S3. And
Also,
it read the timetable for me.
yeah,
go
like
on, Jeff.
the Orion app is very helpful with stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But people, just be aware, if you are using it with your Meta glasses, make sure you lock your phone screen, or it'll still read your use your phone camera.
And is it
I
pretty
learned
hard?
that the hard way.
Is it pretty hard on the battery than the glasses? Are they
It
any
can
help?
be,
Yeah.
yeah, it can be.
Yeah,
But
that'd be the
it
only thing, yeah.
just if you want something useful, you know.
Yeah.
And
I was
Scribe Me
doing
is the same. Like, there's so much that can
Yeah.
go on to the medical, and there's going to be more going on to the Meta glasses. But and again, as you said, Jade, like, compared to spending thousands on a
Yeah.
piece of tech,
We don't have to.
And
The
what's the
5 minute
price of them?
battery,
What's
no,
the
you're
price
looking
of
at
the
something
glasses? What's the price of the glasses?
less
Your
than
standard pair, like
500, less
less
than
than 500.
500, more than 200.
Okay,
The
fair enough.
generation ones, I think, start at 250.
Okay.
And they like, I bought the generation two with the transitionals, and I think they were something like 490. But it was less than 500. And like, to be honest, once you remember to turn them on and off, the battery isn't actually that bad.
Yeah.
No,
You
and the
do get a
case
good bit
does
out of it.
have like nearly 40 hours of battery
Oh,
life in
wow.
it by
Yeah.
default. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's fabulous.
Like,
Any other
and I'm
comments
just
on it?
think, yeah, go ahead.
just as well, like the when you have Apple developing something similar, that this is something that's going to become more common rather than not. And I think, you know, just to get that point to people as well, that this technology is going to be there. And rather than trying to fight it and trying to get people to stop using it, just to embrace it, embrace why people are using it and engage with it rather than try to fight against it, because it's coming whether we all like it or not. And from
Exactly.
our point of view, it's a great thing. It really is. It's
Yeah.
beneficial. It's like, just to remind people back in the day, I'm not quite old enough to remember this, but when television came out first, like that was the devil in
Yeah.
people's estimation. So it's just progress, and it's really beneficial for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. So maybe just to try and keep a positive slant on it and excuse the few people. It's like people who drive cars, some of them are irresponsible. You can't ban every car off the road.
Or e-scooters, the
So
same as e-scooters as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would
Or
just
mobile
want
phones even.
I would
Exactly.
just
Yeah,
want the
exactly.
people that are putting the negative narrative out there, like the media, that they look and they see the other side of the story. Like, I
Yeah.
was at an event in the Sligo Library, and I showed people the Meta glasses, and they were going, "We would have been on the fence, on the side of the fence of total ban. They're dangerous." Now I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, that they've
Yeah.
seen what it was like. Like, I would love to be doing some media promotion to say, "These is what the what these is what the what this what the glasses do."
And I suppose, Jack, I was just going to say as well, if anyone in the media is listening to us, reach out to us.
Team up at the techdocpod.com.
Yeah,
reach out to
exactly.
us, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah,
And Stuart,
it's
you
like
were sure
mobile.
you.
Sorry, go on.
No, go on, Pat. Go on, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I'm just remember mobile phones. I was terrified of them. Like somebody mentioned it there. I was never going to get a mobile phone. That was never going to happen. And the first thing attracted me to a mobile phone was it flashed orange lights when the phone rang, and I loved that.
Yeah.
But now I can't be without my mobile phone. It
Yeah.
does.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people had that experience, visually impaired or otherwise. So
Yeah. Like, I
just.
mean, when you say that, Pat, I'm thinking I was dead set against getting my daughter a smartwatch. I was like, no, it's not happening. It's not going to work. And actually, I can't let her out on the street now without it, because I don't want to be that mum that's on the street roaring and shouting for her to come back in. It's really handy just to be able to call it and tell her to come back, or I can see if she's gone past a place that she's not supposed to be in.
Exactly, yeah.
So
Yeah.
you wanted to come in there a while ago, I think.
No, I was just going
No.
to say we're not the only ones who feel that. Like, we've heard from so many other people that feel the same as we do, other blind and visually impaired people. So, yeah.
It's like anything, you know, it's like ChatGPT. There were such negative things about it, but if it's used in the right way, it
Yeah,
can be so
it's
beneficial.
yeah, good drawing there, Ken. In the next podcast, I actually sat down with ChatGPT, and we had a great
Spoilers.
talk.
Sneak peek.
And don't worry, that wasn't planned. No, Jackie just came out.
Yes.
You didn't make me say the wrong thing.
Tech Joss exclusive.
You're a natural, Ken.
Did
You're a natural.
I don't know about that, Stuart.
somebody just say boilers in the middle of
Boilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah, we won't talk about the broken boiler, Pat. We won't put you through that torture.
Okay, no, please not. I'm hearing about broken lawnmowers and broken boilers, and I just
I thought it was boilers as well. I'm not the only one. I thought it was
no,
boilers too.
I said spoilers.
Okay.
Okay. Spoilers.
But honestly, guys, on that note, I think, Ken, do we
We're
have
going. I
a
think we're. I think we're going to wrap up probably.
yeah.
It's unless you've anything else to add to it.
Just please
No.
ask before you assume with the
Yeah.
Yes.
metaclasses. Just, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll just go around the table so and get a final word from everyone. Stuart, any last words?
My final words are the Meta glasses are not scary. They're a little camera on your face. You have a camera in your pocket. So honestly, they're not scary. Don't be afraid
Jackie?
of them.
Jackie, any final words from you?
For me, the Meta glasses has given me even greater independence, and I don't want to be challenged aggressively for wearing them without somebody being educated on why I'm wearing them.
To Jade, any words from you? Final words?
You know that expression, if you wear glasses, you're four eyes?
Yeah.
Your Meta glasses, as a blind person, are literally an extra pair of eyes.
Or your only eyes.
Or in some cases, your only eyes, exactly.
Any final words, Pat?
Yeah, other than maybe just be aware of the cameras you can't see before you worry about the ones you can.
Exactly, yeah, that's a
Excellent.
good, God, that's a very good
And
point.
I suppose for myself, I'm looking forward to actually getting my pair of them and have you guys helping me set them up. I'm looking forward to it. And Stuart, on that point, do you want to give out or coaching email address for Fighting Blindness if anyone wants coaching on metaglasses?
I can. So if anyone wants to be coached on any bit of technology, including Meta glasses, please contact digicoach@fightingblindness.ie. And if you want to get in contact with the Tech Docs, please contact hello@thetechdocpod.com. And if you want to get in contact with a particular doc, just put either of our names, Stuart, Jade, Jackie, Ken, and Pat, in front of that email address I just read out there
At
by Ring Finger Hello.
thetechdocpod.com.
Exactly.
And
And
I
if
do
any
believe.
media, or anyone else wants to co-op, like get in touch with us and collaborate, they can just contact teamup@thetechdocpod.com, as Ken mentioned earlier.
And I do believe our regular episode went out yesterday, our monthly episode went out yesterday on the 1st of the month. So if anyone wants to listen to that, you'll never know what shenanigans you might hear.
You'll catch it at thetechdocpod.com.
Thanks, guys.
And just to clear up that there was AI used in trying to replicate my voice. I am not responsible for anything that may or may not have been said.
Well, okay,
Thanks,
that's a good.
guys. Thanks,
All
guys.
right,
And thanks for
thank you.
joining us this evening, and we really appreciate it.
The Meta glasses have been a life changer for me. Now I can wear matching clothes because they tell me the color of what clothes I'm wearing.
And as a totally blind person, I have found them terrific. They have given back some independence.
A few occasions I have lost things and I have been able to contact somebody on WhatsApp video, and they have found it for me.
You know, I like the way Meta asks, do I want to call on my phone or call on WhatsApp?
I also find them extremely handy when I want to distinguish the different medications I'm on, because the eye drop boxes all are the same size and difficult to know which one is which.
So I think the Meta glasses are very good for people who are vision impaired or blind.
I have never in my life been able to look in a mirror in a changing room when I'm buying clothes. Never in my life.